Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Like this one, but this one only for the ladies, only for the ladies. Go DJ, give it up one time to the ladies in here. Some call them Miss Things, but I call them Miss Pleasure. I heard the nice tonight for the grown and sexy. Meet me up at the club. If it's cool, you can text me. I'm bringing game to let you know that I'm all in. Too much to drink. We'll have them G-strings falling in strange places. I can tell by your slogan. You talking like that, and you be licking on my children. Cause my swag's legit, and bank account's sitting heavy. Like Devin Campbell, you know I stay ready for them ladies up in here. Looking grown and sexy. Tonight is fair game, so I'm up like a next G. So what you want? Is it cool, look holler? Some call me money. I got a fist full of dollars. But tonight's the night, I just came to party. Lay low, spit game, and leave with somebody. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All the ladies up in here, let them know you're a player. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Tell them ballers out there, there's women up in here. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies chasing the money, play them dudes like they dummies. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. One time, it's 21 and over. Can I buy you a drink? Or better yet, can we go somewhere to think? Get up in here, boo the music, got it jumping. I'm trying to get to know you, but I can't hear nothing. So grab your drink and get close to me. Can I talk to you, boo, like I'm Joe the C? So what's your name? What's your number? Why you trying to fake me? I'm digging your swag, boo, I think you all lady. Cause I'm apple bottom and tank top, got you sexy. A couple more drinks and you'll be ready to sex me. I'm kidding, boo, I'm just trying to keep you talking. Between me and you, I'd rather see you walking. Cause the body is stacked and booty round like a bubble. I can tell by the night there's gonna be some trouble, so get up with me. I think you know where to find me. Up in the club, I got the hood behind me. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All the ladies up in here, let them know you're a player. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Tell them ballers out there, there's women up in here. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies chasing money, play them dudes like they dummies. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Let's get it, let's get it. All them ballers come out where the grown and sexy hangs. After 12 o'clock, you know it's time to do my thing. So tell the DJ to slow it down a little bit. I'm trying to get up with Mark. Come on, boo. Who you with? You're in the ATL or the city of game. With more ballers in the hood than the Hall of Fame. So what's your favorite drink? So tell me what you're sipping on. Money ain't a thing, so I ain't tripping on the cost of your drink. Cause I know that you want it. I throw paper on ground like Chris Paul from the Hornets. That's how we do it. When the hood's up in hell, on them sexy women, put your drinks in the air and let them know it goes down every weekend. It starts with the drinks and then you'll be freaking. So call up your friends and let them know it's going down. Where y'all at? Up in the A-Town. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies up in hell, let them know you're a player. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. Tell them ballers out there, there's women up in here. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy. All them ladies chasing money, play them dudes like they dummies. Tonight is the night for the grown and sexy.
Right there, because that's what tonight is all about, and that's what Funk Fancy Radio is always all about. Let me get to the lines real quick and bring everybody to the table. Tonight, our co-host, Black Reporter. Say what's up, Black Reporter.
Hey,
That needs to be our new theme song. It does.
That needs to be our new theme song. It's kind of long.
Yeah.
And our girl, favorite princess. What's up, princess?
Hey, sweeties.
Hey.
Good evening, princess.
And we got somebody else holding it down for us in the 347 area code who wanted to join the conversation. 347, you're on the air. Who are you and where you're from?
What's cracking?
I don't know.
Hello.
All right. Relax. Don't get old, buck wild. I'll mute you.
What's cracking?
Is that Chev?
You know it.
All right.
You said I wasn't on the call.
Yeah.
Hey, shit.
Mm-hmm.
What's
yeah.
up?
That's my bookie. That's my bookie Chev right there representing BK right along with me. Welcome to the show, Chev.
What's good, Mom? How are you?
Ain't much. And how's everybody else doing?
We chilling in the hood. We in Brownsville right now.
Okay.
Chilling
right,
the big
so,
homies in here.
All right. So everybody.
Well, let me ask you a question. All right.
Wait, hold on. You don't interrupt me on my show. You get muted.
I'm sorry, boo.
All right, so let's get down to the topic. Right now, we've been anticipating this topic. We've been waiting a while. I have. I've been thinking about this topic. I've been dreaming about this topic, and now it's finally here. Menage a trois. That's it. Menage a trois. That's the topic. There's nothing else before it, nothing else after it. That is the topic. Menage a trois, a.k.a. threesome, a.k.a. freaking nasty. No, I'm just playing.
Now, before we go any further, I should say that in deference to the lady who came up with the topic, Lady J, who should be here a little bit later on, I hope, she asked the question, how would you approach your significant other in asking for a menage a trois? That's the important question. Not whether...
It may be important, but, you know, we have a slew of questions we're going to ask, and hopefully we have a slew of answers to go with those questions. Listen, Chef.
Yeah, what up?
What's up with that, with your background? I don't appreciate that background with noise.
Oh, what, me and the homies?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going outside.
Yeah, you're going to have to go outside. We don't appreciate noise and our good old conversation. We don't want to hear about all the girls y'all done menage a trois.
The good money.
All right, Chef, what you want to bring to the table?
I just want to know, menage a trois, it's popping. I wish I could have one. Dial to three, I need to have one. I would love to have one, actually. Let me rephrase that.
Right.
I would love to have a half. You know, menage a trois, break it down in French. When you translate it from English and shit, that means a house of three, and I would love to have one.
Really?
All right.
You like the half three houses?
But then...
That's what it's called.
You would love to have three houses, what?
Nah, it's the house of three. The house of
the
three.
House
three.
Of
three. Yeah, three. Like three people in a household instead of two.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yo, who sing that song? That song you played?
That's an independent artist called The Mind.
Hmm.
That's their name, The Mind. That's grown and sexy. If you go, well, you know, in the next week or so, Phone Fantasy Radio will be up, hopefully, the beginning of next week, if not the end of next week. www.phonefantasyradio.com will be up, but you can visit our talent showcase, which is talent.phonefantasyradio.com, and check out the artists up there. They have other songs up there and things like that, their little bio, contact information, things like that. So, you know.
I have a question for the other folks in the room. And you got, okay.
Let's tackle one question at a time.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Let's do it this way, since we don't want to be all over the board, because this is a sexy topic. You know, we want to keep everything going. So,
gotcha.
Any questions for me?
No. Princess,
what's
in 803. Now, we know you got a little kink in you. We gotta put my girl Princess on the spot right now, Princess. Have you had a menage a trois?
Crush, not yet, but that is on my to-do list. But however, I have watched. I have watched.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh.
But yeah, that is on my to-do list.
tell me about the watching part.
Wait. No, let's not go there.
Okay.
Black reporter, have you had a
movie so far? No, I have not yet.
And the same question goes for you, Chef. Have you had a menage a trois?
Nope. I would love to have one.
I'm going
to
ask you again. So, Dr. Chef.
All right. A couple of my friends, we ran trains on chicks. It was just like me and my son, you know, a couple of my sons. We ran trains on multiple chicks. But
your sons? I kept it in the family?
Nah, not that old. When I say my sons, that's my peoples.
No, you guys.
You from Brooklyn? Come on now, don't act like
I understand
you know.
That, but a lot of people are not from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know what son means.
Nah. Come on now.
You know, we got an older man on here. He probably didn't even know that son met his people.
I didn't, and I was about to ask.
My bad.
See, so you
nah,
on air. You gotta. It's not. You're not talking to me. You're talking on air, baby. You gotta.
This ain't
elaborate
this
on
is,
things.
Yeah. You
have a whole slew of slang words you're going to teach us tonight anyway, because he was telling me words that I never even heard of. But that's a whole other topic right now.
Cotty.
All right, so we're going to go to the next question is, all right, Black Reporter,
Bam.
Princess, this will go more for so for you for the simple fact that I have not had menage a trois. Oh, by the way, yes, I've had a couple of them, you know. But, this goes to one for you. Like, okay, you know, if you're in a relationship with somebody, y'all serious, y'all want to take it to the next level, and, you know, this is a fantasy that you want to try out, Princess.
Mm-hmm.
How would you go about asking your mate?
It wouldn't even be hard for me to ask my mate. I would just say, hey, look, baby, I want to have a threesome. That's something I want to try. Yay or nay?
And what if you say nay?
I'd be kind of disappointed that he don't want to, you know, try it with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's something that I want to try. And I'd be willing to try things with him. I would expect him to do the same for me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's supposed to be 50-50.
That's wishful thinking. I'm going to let you know that now.
Yeah.
But that's another topic. That's another topic. We ain't even going to go there. We're not going to go there, but that will be a topic, people, for future reference. What's good for the goose should be good for the gander, but that's another topic.
Mm-hmm.
However, let's stick to where we at. All right, Black Reporter, you are of older stature, you know.
Okay.
You've been married and all that. So from your perspective, how do you think that conversation would go?
Before you get into a relationship, and this is what I'm noticing. You feel a person out ahead of time, you know, and find out if they are open-minded enough to where down the line that question can be broached. Because if you don't know by the time you guys are at the point of where you're making love and everything about what they will do and what they won't do, then you're not doing your game right. You're not playing your game right.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, you know, everybody's thinking menage a trois, but nobody's actually defining what menage a trois is. Because, okay, to Princess, a menage a trois may be with two other men, or it may be with two women. I mean, and for a man, we also assume that it's with two women, but maybe not necessarily so. Maybe he wants to see his woman with another man. I have heard some white men who were interested in that. So menage a trois is not just
white men. Let's not do that. You love to stereotype people.
That's true.
It's not just white men.
I'm sorry.
So that right there is irrelevant right there. But
okay, my apologies.
I do understand what you're saying, and it can be three. That's it. The house of three. However, the three.
Well, no.
It is upon you. Everybody translates things differently.
Oh, okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? So if,
okay.
you know, something for you, maybe there's guys out there that are, really do only prefer two women. You get what I'm saying?
No.
It depends on your preference.
I wasn't saying that. And I agree with you. But I wasn't saying that. I was saying that the literal translation is not necessarily house of three, it's eating of three.
No,
that's
actually,
the literal.
As far as the website is concerned and all the ones I went through, he did have rights, household of three.
Okay.
That's
okay.
That's what he said.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, when you come up with some proof, then we'll go run with you. But don't try to correct
okay.
me, damn it.
No problem.
You know, you see how dare he, right? It's his household of three. That's the origin.
Okay.
All right. And the now, a domestic arrangement in which three people have sexual relations occupying the same household.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what it says. Do you have something else? Where can I go and
see? That'll be it.
All right. All right, people. So the topic tonight is menage a trois, our first question of the night. How would you approach your mate and say you want a menage a trois? You could give us a call at 347-989-0767. Press the 1 and definitely get on the air and share your thoughts. Once again, 347-989-0767. Press the number 1 and get on the air and share your thoughts. In the meantime, between time, let me tell you what I think of menage a trois. No, okay, I've had a couple of menage a trois, and unfortunately, they have been with both male and male on male. I have not had any relations with a woman yet. But I'm open to different ideas and different. I'm willing to try things, at least half of one.
half of one.
I'm not gonna say everything, but I'll try half of it. Halfway there. You know,
I see where you're going.
You gotta work with me here. I'm trisexual. I don't want to say I'm a trisexual because I do have some limitations. However, I do appreciate, and I like Princess said, I have watched, and I can appreciate a good fuck, whether it be three or more. But that's a whole other story. We got a call on the air, 646. Who are you? Where you calling from?
Yeah, I had technical difficulties. I was in the hood.
Oh, boo. Welcome back. Since you have not had Menage,
I'm about to get some buzz.
Don't be talking about butt on the air.
Fine.
How did you approach your significant other?
I'll be straight up with her. If I know she's into it, I'll be straight up with her. If I know that she's not really into it, because, you know, I ask questions from before and such. If I know she's not into it, there's no purpose. If I love her, you know, fantasies are fantasies. Not all fantasies are meant to become true. Simple.
So,
it's
against the law, right?
It's against the law for what?
For you to have a threesome, now that you're my man.
That's our callback, baby. That's our callback, baby. I'm not trying to have a threesome.
Ow!
Tonight's topic is menage a trois, and we're asking how would you approach your significant other? You can call in at 347-989-0767. Once again, that's 347-989-0767. Also,
and you'll do.
Go ahead.
She's a judge. She's a judge. So whatever goes, whatever she rules, it's law. So.
Yes.
Well, I'm about to put something in the air right now. I hit you back.
All
yo,
right.
If I'm going to hit you back, and, yo, be on the lookout. Cash is going to hit you up, too.
Okay.
All right.
All right, people. That's Shed from Brooklyn. That's my new...
Yeah, from Brooklyn. You dig?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yo, I can't even say nothing. That's my boo on the line, you know.
Okay.
All right.
And she's next to the host.
right, yeah.
All right, so
all right.
I'm going to go ahead and play my next song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about
Before you do that, I got a question for the audience real quick. What was the background music of that independent song, the name and artist?
All right, call up 646. I mean, sorry, scratch that. Yep, rewind. 347-989-0767. Once again, 347-989-0767. What was sampled? What was the sample song on the first song played of the night by The Minds?
And Lady J is ineligible to participate in this prize because she knows. But, Most of your listeners are of a younger set, so they would have to be true old school fans to know what that song is.
Right.
And I know
right,
you
so
know
let
it.
Me go ahead. I know it. So all right, let me go ahead. Let's get to this next set. I'm gonna come back and we're gonna talk more about what we like best, Menage a Trois.
Take you back in the room, spin you around.
All right, we're back. And you know, there's always a method to my madness. That was Baba Brown with fitting good enough for you, Baba Albert Carter. And the reason why I play that particular song is because in a menage a trois, that's what you need to do. You got to work harder. You got to work double time because now you don't have to satisfy not one person, but now you got to satisfy two people. And if you are a true lover, you got to satisfy three people because, you know, you got to give them 110 so you can get at least your 75 back, right? All right, Black Reporter, Princess. That was
interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, but we touched on this on Tuesday too as well.
Yeah, we did.
When you dealing with multiple, partners, whether it's a polyamorous relationship or menage a trois, you know, you're basically spreading yourself thin. And I mean, if it's hard for you to satisfy one person, you know, just imagine how it is to, you know, have two, you know.
Well, I remember that part, but I didn't remember your percentages and everything. I don't think you mentioned that part, the percentages and everything.
Oh, no, that's
where,
just my personal. That's just my personal percentage. That's just my personal thing. That's what I go by, you know, when I'm willing to do and things like that. I feel like if I put my 125 in, I'll at least get my 80% back. You get what I'm saying? That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that with, you know, with the, in a situation, especially, you know, me being as particular, let me say it like that, being as particular as I am when it comes to the sexy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it helps me out, you know. It makes me feel like, you know, I'm putting into my work, you know. I'm trying to do what I do best, you know. And that's L, face down, ass up. That's the way we like. Oh, sorry, my bad. We're talking about menage a trois and the number to call in, 347-989-0767. Before we went on that little music break, the Black Reporter did put a question out there. Our first song of the night from The Minds, independent artist that can be found on talent.phonefantasyradio.com, has a song where they sample old school, a classic R&B group. So, and if you can name the name and the song, or the song and the name of that artist, I'll play a little piece for you right here. And you just let me know if you know who it is. Call in, or you can hit us up in the chat room. Sign up, and it's free. You know, be our friend and all that other stuff. Add us to your faves and all that good stuff. Here you go, the sample.
Yeah, I like this one.
Yeah.
But this one,
yeah.
Only for the ladies. Only for the ladies.
Yeah. Throw me up, throw me up.
Go DJ, give it up.
All right, so that was a sample. I mean, that I'm sure that right there was just enough hint for you to tell us who it is. So if you can, give us a call, 347-989-0767. I guess that's the question of the night.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Oh, real quick, update for those who are interested, because tonight is the last game.
Yes, game 7.
And something strange must be really happening, because it's like 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And the Lakers, not sorry, yeah, the Lakers lead the Celtics 66-64.
Mm.
That's not a normal score for a fourth quarter score.
Mm.
Something must be really strange happening.
Mm.
So,
mm.
But tonight is it. So somebody's gonna be paying somebody some money tonight.
Mm. Yeah.
What you giggling about, Princess?
Wow.
What you giggling about, Princess?
You in your mouth.
No comment.
Yeah, exactly. No comment. No comment. All right, so like I was dead air for real quick. Okay, let's get back to the subject. Let's get back to the topic. Shout out to the 443s and the 347s and the 803s and the 337s and the 718s and the 917s and the 201s and the 973s and the all of the in-betweens. Shout outs to everybody in our chat room, which is just me and Princess. So, Ménage à Trois. All right.
Princess, tell me about the one that you watched.
Why? Why don't you tell us one you watched?
No, I didn't say I watched them.
You never watched the threesome?
I mean, on video, yeah, but other than that,
yeah.
You know.
What kind of love life you had? You did all that cheating and ain't really cheat for nothing? That's crazy. That's another subject. I gotta write these things down.
Well,
Princess, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, sweetie. The threesome that I watched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was at school.
Excuse me?
It was at school. Mm-hmm.
That's some
back
in
high school.
We don't want to hear about the one day stuff. This
No.
Yeah, we can't listen to that. That's pervert. We got a black caller. I'm gonna let you know this caller. If you are who I think you are, you will be hung up on. Just saying that. But I will accept your call. Who's this? 1111111.
Peace God. Peace.
Exactly. Okay, folks, we are back at it, like a crack at it. That was just nobody playing on the phone, pranksters. We don't like playing on the phone. We're talking about Ménage à Trois, right? And the question is, guys, this question is for the ladies, too, for the guys and for the ladies. If you've had a Ménage à Trois, please call us up, 347-989-0767. Who is a Ménage à Trois hard on? Is it harder on the girl? You know, more stressful on the girl, more anxiety for the girl, or is it more anxiety for the man? You know, who or the men, rather, or the women? Like, who gets that right there? Is it the person who initiates it or the person participating in it? Like, who you think is more, like, whose reputation is more on the line? I think that's how I should put it. Like,
reputation on the line?
Yeah, like, does the woman have to show and prove, or do the man have to show and prove, or if it's all right for a woman to have an off day, and, you know?
Oh, okay.
Because
I was thinking about what you said earlier, and to be honest with you, before the other night when you mentioned it for the first time, I hadn't thought about it in that sense, that it would be more, I mean, you got not only perform for yourself, you got to perform for two other people. You got to please the two other people while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had never really thought about that. But
so you just thought of a menage and not the trois?
No.
You ain't thinking about the trois. I mean, the trois.
Oh no, I would still, if given the opportunity, I would still go through with it.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, you think you could throw it down like that?
Well, I'll put it like this. I know for sure that for sure one part of my body surely can. And I'll leave it at that.
So what you gotta do, Sam?
Huh?
She gotta sit in the chair, tap her feet and wait. So that other
wait.
Part. That's that bullshit.
That's what?
That's that bullshit.
What do you mean that's that bullshit?
Said,
what are you talking about?
She said that one part worked, that for sure. So if there's two people, that means she gotta sit up there and tap her feet and wait until
no,
her.
No. Oh no, there. I mean, there's more than way. There's more than one way to skin a cat. I'll put it like that. I mean, you've got to find different ways of pleasing multiple partners in a bedroom.
Hello.
Bottom line.
Okay.
Oh no. Oh no.
All right.
Why has it gotten so, all of a sudden so quiet?
Because we listen to you talk. Until you talk.
Princess, what? Okay, we know what Crush thinks of my opinion. What do you think?
About
what I just said.
Problems. Okay. I'm sorry.
There you go, Crush.
I'm sorry. Got discombobulated. What happened? What I missed?
Well, just ask. Okay, I mean, you just told me how you felt about, you know, what I was saying, and evidently you misunderstood what I was saying. I'm not saying leave anyone out.
Mm.
I'm just saying that there's more than one way to please a partner, you know. So.
But as the trois is for three.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have, you know, you got to work both of them, like, pretty much at the same time. You can't, like Crush said, you can't do one.
Where did you begin at?
Hi, Crush, Princess, Black.
Where did you begin at? I mean, snuck in there and got to give her opinion. Now, what were you saying, Lady J?
No, because you're if it's a menage a trois, that's three people,
mm-hmm.
or
yeah.
at least three people. And
exactly.
The way you're talking, if only one thing working, then you know that's only one person at a time. Then
no.
Exactly.
And
I thought I was
go.
Going to heard it that way.
No. See, whatever kind of porn you're watching the wrong one because. I'm quite sure if this one is connected to that one and that person connected to that person. That's like pretty much at the same time.
Okay.
Get my drift.
Wink.
Got your drift.
Okay.
Wink.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can have the menage, but forget about the trois, right?
There are toys.
I was late coming in, but I'm okay.
You sure? Okay.
I'm okay.
Okay. You missed our intro song.
Yes, I did.
It's
all right.
That's all right.
It was nice and smooth.
It was nice and smooth.
Your song.
My song?
No. I'm talking to Crush.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. So, my question. What was my question? I forgot my question.
Oh, you haven't brought Lady J into this. You've asked myself and Princess these questions already. You haven't brought her.
Okay. Since the Black Forty don't want to be a co-host right now. Lady J, I've had a menage a trois.
Have I ever had one?
Uh-huh.
Actually, no. I walked out of one.
Oh.
I wasn't asked.
Oh.
I get out the shower. I was in a hotel room, and it was in my younger days, and, you know, I had a friend with benefits. So this was pretty much a Friday night thing. So, you know, on Fridays when I wasn't going out or whatever, then I'll call him or he called me, and we meet up. So he had been telling me he got a friend that likes me. And I'm like, oh, okay, but I didn't pay that any. I didn't pay that any mind. So we at the hotel. I go in there to take me a shower.
Uh-huh.
know who he was talking to. Like I said, it wasn't a boyfriend. He was just a friend. We were just friends with benefits. And when I get out the shower, there's a knock on the door. So I'm drying off in the bathroom. I'm not paying any attention. I'm thinking, you know, he might have ordered some food. Girl sitting in the room. And, hi, how you doing? I was like, fine. I'm standing there with a towel wrapped around me. I'm like, fine. And I'm looking at him like, who the hell is this? He said, oh, well, I've been telling you my friend likes you. And I was like, yeah, what friend? And I'm thinking, I'm still thinking male. And this is a female sitting up here. So he said, well, I was thinking, you know, maybe we could really get to know each other. I said, I know you. He said, no, I mean, you know, I said, oh, and it kind of dawned on me. So I said, oh, okay, hold that thought. I went in the bathroom, put my clothes on, and I walked out the door. I mean, you know, you going to hit me with something like this? I don't know her, and I'm not in the female. I don't know what he had in mind, but I wasn't participating. So that was just for me. No. You didn't ask me. You didn't suggest anything. You just kept telling me you have a friend that you know that likes me, and you never even told me it was a female. So, no, I didn't know.
Wow.
That was the last time the time before that was the last time him and I ever got together. So after
right.
that, I was like, no. That's before, I don't know, I guess the freak took over. But I'm still not into the three thing.
No, you're not into it? Or you just haven't found the right people yet?
I don't think I found the right people.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I can't
still have to be
part
two, it would have to be two guys. I'm sorry, it still have to be two guys.
Yeah, those are the best kinds. Well, those are the only kinds I know. But then again, you know, that can be horrible too. I've had horrible as well, where one was hitting on it, hitting that right spot, and then the other one wasn't even measuring up. Like that right there, that's when the threesome goes sour. Let me just tell you, that right there is when the threesome goes very, very downhill. When that one person is there and he just and then that other person, he comes up to bat, and that nigga, that is just bad. And then, you know, you don't want to, you know, mess up your rep, you know, because, you know, you holding it down. You know, you're giving him 110. you know, you're doing you. You know, I'm doing me, but if you guys get up on me, you can't do no
more strokes. And he's in there taking lessons.
Yeah, if you sit on short strokes, I can't mess with you, dude. Like, you can't get, if I dry up, it ain't my fault. I talk to her. She have my own.
Would it be rude to ask them to leave?
Yes and no. You know, it can be rude, but in the heat of the moment like that, depending on your situation or the level or especially the maturity of your situation, that could also be a curse as well. You know what I mean? Because for some ungodly reason, if you in a threesome and it's not, like, one of them is not your man or, you know, you're not his girlfriend or whatever, it becomes more of a, I belong here, I'm mandatory, you know what I mean? Everybody feel like they got dibs, you know? Everybody feel like they your man. They got dibs, you know. But that's going to be another topic, too. Like, those men that want to claim you for no reason. I hate those men. But that's another topic.
Another topic for another day.
Yeah,
we got to start writing these things down.
Well, that's what you're there for, Mr. Co-host. You want the title so bad, and you ain't doing shit.
Be that way.
I will.
You're wrong.
I know. I'm just saying. Just calling as I hear it. All right, folks. So we're talking about Ménage à Trois. You can give us a call at 347, 989-0767.
You're going to learn it eventually.
Uh-huh.
You will learn it eventually.
Eventually. 347-989-0767. And join into the conversation. If you have any questions you want to post up or any comments you want to add, definitely chat room is open. The hotline is open.
Any stories that you've already participated in that you would like to share? We're all adults here.
I got a good story. Well, no, not really a good story. No.
Why not?
Never mind. Never mind.
I said, if you like to share, she don't want to share, reporter.
Oh, well.
Never mind. it just seems so common. I don't know, it seems so common. Like, it's no big deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so blah. I don't know, maybe because you haven't had Mandingo, you know? It was always Mandingo.
Well, not every man is Mandingo.
I understand. So. I'm not expecting every man to be Mandingo. But in a situation like that, especially, okay, one thing that I've noticed about men, and when it comes to menage a trois, is that men are very persistent, okay? They're very persistent when it comes to the poom poom. Like, they don't understand the word no, or they don't want to accept the word no. They'll keep asking you, you know, like Laura and Urkel. Like, I'm weighing you down.
That's annoying.
They feel like, you know, once again, they feel like even though you don't claim them and they don't claim you, when it comes to that situation, if the person found the other person, then that's his. Like, you know, you're his. You know, you got to give him more attention than you give the other guy. You get what I'm saying? You can't moan too loud. And that's what it becomes. And I noticed that when two men, it becomes a sword fight. You know, it becomes a competition. You start kind of competing with one another. Who can make us scream more? Who can do this? Who can do that? Oh, I can lick the pussy, and then tongue be all dry and rough. Oh. You don't get up off of me. And you have to put yourself in a situation where you don't want to deal with one of them. You know, like, okay, I got to tell this guy to leave, or how is he going to respond, or, you know, and once again, you put yourself in that predicament, so... But my threesomes has been good. Only really had one or two that's been off, but, you know, I'll be getting it in. That's all right, though. I'll be having fun. You know, I make my own fun. That's my motto. Make your own fun. It was very simple affair, you know. I was dealing with one guy, you know, I threw the leg on him, guy, give him a steak leg, yeah, you know, he's like, oh my God, that was the best, oh my goodness, oh, she's on point, oh yeah, blah, 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 and yes, it happened at a swing party. Then, you know, like, okay, you know, me too. Oh, I want second rounds. I want second dibs. Blah, 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 blah. And I really don't play at a party, so, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, I can do this. You know, and it turned out pretty decent, you know. I tell you, it was about 800 pounds on the bed. That's all I'm saying. It's 800 pounds on the bed. And we got it in. You could tell me I wasn't skinny that night. That's all I'm saying. You couldn't tell me my leg could not go over my head, and my heart was hurting. My titty was under my chin. The other one was under my arm. And I'm sitting up there. You couldn't tell me, though.
The question is, were you playing Twister?
You couldn't tell me, though. No, I wasn't playing Twister, but I might as well have been
That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah, somebody, they holding, one want to hold the leg up. I got it. Go ahead. You know, he talking shit. This nigga feeling in the mood. He like, yeah, I got this. Yeah, I'm doing this, you know. And the other one want to teabag you. Like, all right, damn it. You know, I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying, yes. If y'all don't know what teabagging is, you got to go look it up. So one want to teabag you while dick is between your titties. The other one want to hold your leg up in this awkward position. this one want to fondle you and put his head in places. And I can't even forget because, you know, I'm a big woman, so I got the extra roll. So sometimes they miss the exit point, and they they hit it in the roll, and they really going in. They going so in.
Oh.
You got the extra roll. I'm just telling you right now, I don't care what nobody say. I have nothing against smaller women. More power to you if that's your thing. But the rolls come in handy. I'm telling you, the rolls, the extra slab of meat that curls over comes in handy so well. Comes in handy so well. When you just like, okay, you done, and that roll come into play, you're good. You're good money. You're good money. You're good money. Good money. That's going to be my porn. That's my porn. Rolls over. That's going to be my porn. But that's another story. That's another story. Laying a row.
This is a trip.
Huh?
This is a trip.
I'm serious. You know, supersized women, we got the extra row. That's
okay.
A show too. I mean, you know, when we lift the titty, got chips falling out of it. You know, we got some extra rolls. We got to work double hard. You know. And men be going in, though. They be really, you know, not knowing. That's another thing, too. You can't have a threesome with two guys that just don't know how to have sex. Baby, I got this. And then they not hitting on nothing. And then you the bad one because you telling them no. Or get up. Or what the hell is that? Or, you know, then you the bad one. You get all cursed out and stuff. All types of ifs, ands, and buts about it. Ooh. Oh, man.
Because you haven't stroked the ego.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. And I think that's what's wrong with us women, you know, just because we don't want to deal with the confrontation. But, you know, I notice also it's a dangerous game. That is a dangerous game. A man's ego is a very dangerous game. Their ego. I'm telling you, men are more sensitive than women. And we got to do that topic over. I'm just letting y'all know that.
Yes.
Do it over?
Yeah, remember it got deleted.
Oh, okay. That's true.
So we got to do all our topics over. Which is wonderful.
Yeah, in a sense.
You know, it's wonderful, you know. But I'm trying to download them now as I do them. We download them. All right, folks. So, menage a trois. Men ain't hitting on her, women ain't hitting. Okay, guys. This is going out to any guys that are listening. Have you ever had a threesome and the girl was garbage or the girls were garbage? Please give us a call. Let us know. 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. I mean, the cuckoo was just whack. She just
wow.
Laid there like a log, her mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are gentlemen listening, ladies and gentlemen, your 2009-2010 world champion, the Los Angeles Lakers.
We don't care about that.
Boo.
All right, boo, but whatever.
Whatever.
So, any guys that are listening, Mr. Goodfella, I'm sure you've been doing something. Holler. Give us a call. Let us know. I'm just.
Yeah.
Huh?
What was that?
You're no good. You're no good to me, Black Reporter. You gotta go now. I can't talk sex around you.
You can't talk sex around me.
I can't talk sex around you.
That's not nice.
I'm just serious. I can't. I'm not trying to be mean, but I can't talk sex around you. Wanna know why?
Yeah, please.
Cause your pants on the ground.
Oh, yeah. I had a feeling that was coming. Why did I go for that setup? I fell for it again.
Pick them up.
I fell for it again. You're wrong.
Why gotta be wrong? I'm wrong, your pants on the ground.
Okay, all right. I give up. I give.
Give up?
Anyway. I give.
You give up?
I give.
You should pull them up. All right. But seriously, Black Reporter, you're no good to me.
Why?
Your hands on your ankle and you ain't do nothing. You as dry as a log.
Wait a minute. What do you mean I was dry as a log?
Saying one thing you've done freaky. Okay, wait. No, don't even say that. Scratch that. Name one thing that you've done freaky. I can't even say that. Like, that's that. I mean, that covers a cupcake. We need a whole cake up in here. You know? We need a male perspective. We need some freaky males to call in. 347-989-0767. 347-989-0767. We need some freaky mail. Where are freaky mails at? Any other time, I need them to stop hitting me up. Now I need them to call in. Now nobody want to call in?
Great question.
Ain't that something?
Yeah. And the ones that do want to call in, well, we won't go there.
Exactly. Don't even go there. I will give him your number.
Oh, no, no, you don't.
If I gotta deal with me, you gotta deal with me. So where are the freaky males at? Give us a call, 347-989.
What happened? Wait a minute. Something just came on my mind. What happened to your old co-host? Old school. Where he at?
You tell me. You got his number. Call him up and find out.
I surely will. Hold on a second.
No, I say no. All right, folks.
Menage a trois.
We're going to dwell on this for a minute. And I'm going to go ahead and play some of my good old songs that I like to listen to when I'm thinking about menage a trois. I'll be right back, y'all.
Some of them are hairy, some of them are bald, some are kind of scary, and this is what they're called, vagina.
to be our new theme song. I mean, you know. That's going to be our new theme song. Princess, you still with us?
Yes, I am. I love that song.
Some of them are bold.
Good old Weird Al. Good old Weird Al.
It's a vagina song. I know they're going to delete me because I keep playing that song. But I just had to. It just goes together. Shout out to Mr. Goodfellow in the chat room. You know, enjoy your day. Relax. Chill out, bug. We just chilling out ourselves. You know, we're not doing that.
Got a report. He was not available. I left a message on his voicemail, so hopefully he'll respond within the next hour. So we shall see.
We shall see. All right. So, Menage a Trois. Okay, so what is the difference between a Menage a Trois and a train?
Ooh.
Hmm?
Exactly. Okay, so is a menage a trois a polyamorous relationship? The same thing? According to the media?
That's a good question. Okay. For the rest of the crowd, why don't you define polyamorous relationship?
No, I'm not going to go there. That's another question. But I was just throwing up different questions out there. That'll be for another topic. I don't want to do that just yet.
Okay.
That would be a little premature.
Okay.
You know?
But oh, for the record, I don't think it is.
You don't think it is?
No.
Okay. So when you going to get that threesome popping? Now that you're single and you can go out and have fun, what's good? When you going to get it popping?
I I don't know about that. I'm, you know, at this point in my life, and I just got a clean bill of health as far as my HIV test.
You had to do it unsafe sex. I mean, you really want to put this out there.
Well, I mean,
you really want to put it out there, but yeah, you got a clean bill. I mean, are you feeling guilty?
No. The thing is...
Every 5 minutes, you want to mention your clean bill of health.
Well, the reason being
well,
is that I...
in a split second. You know that, right?
Let me just say this much. I know what I did before I got married. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, this is all stuff that I did before I got married.
All right, but you was married for like 200 years, so... But yeah,
no, I haven't been.
So
no, I haven't.
Before, it's like this is your main focus right now.
Well.
Okay, Miss Lady J. Welcome back to the convo. I was sitting up here trying to school Mr. Black Reporter, find out what the frick is going on in his mental. Lady J.
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh. Can't be quiet like that to me. Not for a minute. Wait, hold on. Wait.
No, because I during the music break, I called a couple of guys that I do know.
Ooh,
that I usually have listened to the show, and I didn't hear them on the radio, and I do know they have participated in Menage a Trois. And a whole bunch of other freaky stuff.
Yeah, now all of a sudden everybody got so shy. I love it.
Like the 443-449 that was on the other day.
Mhm.
I do know, and I called him. I didn't get an answer.
Mhm.
So I don't know if
it's. It is Thursday, so that could be it too. Could be just a date and time. It's just not convenient for everybody, which is all good. But we'll be back here next week Tuesday at 9 p.m. Do we have a topic, so-called co-host?
I thought polyamory was that topic.
No, it can't be our topic. We gotta change it.
Okay.
Yep, that's gonna be our new topic. The yum 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 yum. So I guess we're gonna do bedroom boom next week.
Yeah. We can do bedroom boom.
We'll do a bedroom boom, which is our version of a freestyle, tell us your sex stories and all that other stuff.
Or bedroom boom or bedroom bust.
Yeah, bedroom boom or bedroom bust. You know, tell us your worst sex stories or tell us your best sex stories. Whatever floats your boat, we want to hear it all. So definitely call us up next week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. That is June 22nd.
22nd.
At 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. 347-989-0767 is the number to call. So definitely save that into your phone. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, folks. I'm mentally not here. If anybody noticed, my mental is not really here with us. But I know I had to do the show. But I think I'm going to have to cut the show early. Yeah, I think I'm
going to
have to
cut
the show early.
Mwah.
Huh? What's that?
I said, let me blow you a kiss. Mwah.
Thank you so much. I needed that because I'm having nothing but technical difficulties right now. So I may have to cut the story early. However, next week we'll have a special hour broadcast. What day, what time? I don't know. You're going to have to stick tuned. But I'm sure I'll put an hour in there to make up for this hour. How about that?
That'll work.
That'll work.
All right, guys. So it's 12:08, 12:10. We're going to shut the show down. Any last thoughts on Menage a Trois?
Be open-minded. Try it. Go for it. I'm going to try it.
You going to tell us about it?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to definitely tell y'all.
You're going to come back and tell us about it.
Well, I'm open-minded about it, and if I find the right guy.
So my next question will be, what are the right guys? But we can't get into that right now. But that's going to be, you know, when we continue our topics next week. So you'll have time to think about that. What are the right guys if you're looking for that type of partner? Like, where do I go?
Yeah, or right women.
Or the right woman, yeah. Right woman, right man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, I'm going to shut it down. Anything you
want to
add, Black Reporter, before I go?
My normal closeout. What time there was has ceased to be. There just is no more. Yesterday's gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything La Crush played. On your face, put a big smile. We'll see you in a little while. And you are in. And we are out.
All right. Bye, everybody. Enjoy your weekend.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.